read something that was on the Owosso Facebook site regarding a gentleman that was a basically a servant, not a servant, but a great, what do I want to say?
Community champion.
Thank you. I love a team. And thank you, Jen. I appreciate that. A community champion for us. So I'm going to read this because I thought it was sort of basically making it and cutting it up and so forth. It was well said. So this is for Frank Livingston, if you didn't know Frank. It is with deep sadness that we share the passing of Frank Livingston, the dedicated chair of the Owosso Planning Commission and longtime volunteer and advocate for Owosso. Frank was originally from Owosso, wasn't originally from Owosso, but he made it his home and gave back to the community in ways that will leave a lasting mark. In his own words, "I am not from Owosso originally, but I've been here since 1989. I lived here longer than I've lived anywhere. This is my way of giving back. I was raised in a very Catholic family. We always had to be giving back to something, giving back to someone, helping someone else. It's been ingrained in who I am." Those who knew him, even a little, would not hear him speak these words with anything but admiration and understanding, for that was who he truly was. He lived his convictions. His commitment to shaping a better Owosso was not an obligation. It was simply who he was. In recognition of his service, the city of Owosso flew the flag at City Hall at half staff today, April 20th. Our deepest condolences go out to Frank's family, his many friends, and all who had the privilege of knowing him. Rest in peace, Frank. And thank you for all you have done. Didn't know Frank all that well. A lot of people did. But I got to know him because of his service to Owosso, that he was the chairman of the Planning Commission, and he did so much more. So he will truly be missed. And with that, we'll open with the opening prayer and with Pastor Ken Herbrick, Owosso Assembly of God.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, as we begin this meeting tonight, we just pray that you would comfort and be with the family of Frank Livingston. We pray, God, that, Lord, your presence will sustain them and help them in the days ahead. We also are reminded of the fact, Lord, that there's many people that are involved in the running of this city, people that we never know about or see. But yet, Lord, we pray your blessing upon them and the various departments that they work in. We pray your blessing upon our city manager, and especially upon this council as they discuss business tonight. Will you guide and direct their thoughts for the betterment of this community? We pray these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Lieutenant Dan Miller. Lieutenant.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Luddington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us to the approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion and support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of April the 6th, 2026.
Motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion and support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of April 6th, 2026 are approved. This brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have two tonight. The first being the promotion ceremony for Lieutenant Dan Miller. Dan? come on up to the podium. And if you would, bring your family, friends, bring them all right up to the podium.
All front row.
Okay. Dan Miller has been employed with the City of Owosso for 7 years. Dan has worked as a firefighter, paramedic, and a fire inspector. Pinning the badge on Dan tonight is his wife, Casey Miller. With them tonight are their children, Madison Nichols and Everett Miller. Yeah, that's you. So, if you would raise your right hand. I.
Daniel Miller.
Do swear that I will support and abide. By the Constitution of the United States. I like that. And the Constitution of the State of Michigan. I will faithfully enforce and obey. All federal and state laws. The ordinances of the City of Owosso. And I will perform the duties. Duties of fire lieutenant. To the best of my ability. I will obey all rules. Regulations. Policies. And procedures. Of the department. And I will carry out. All orders. Which may be lawful. Given to me. By my superior officers. Congratulations, Lieutenant.
Thank you, sir. My favorite thing I've seen.
Now it's my privilege to swear in Austin Agar, if I'm saying that right.
Agar.
Thank you. As a new firefighter, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm privileged. You don't have someone to speak for you after.
I do not.
We can never back up.
Okay, if you'd raise your right hand. Austin Agar.
Yep.
Is a 2015 graduate. Excuse me.
Not yet.
I'm still getting over that.
That's okay.
The first one. Austin Agar is a 2015 graduate of Owosso High School. Attended EMS Academy at Genesis Hospital and completed fire training with Shiawassee County Fire Academy. Pinning the badge on Austin tonight is his girlfriend, Brittany Severin.
You got it.
Ooh. With Austin tonight is his dad, Chris Agar, his mother, Denise Meyer, and stepfather, John Meyer. If you all would like to come up, you may.
Come on.
Well, now you can raise your right. I, Austin Ager.
I, Austin Ager.
Do swear that I will support.
Do swear that I will support.
And abide.
And abide.
By the Constitution of the United States.
By the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Michigan.
And the Constitution of the State of Michigan.
I will faithfully enforce and obey.
I will faithfully enforce and obey.
All federal and state laws.
All federal and state laws.
I will enforce and obey.
I will enforce and obey.
The ordinances.
The ordinances.
Of the City of Owosso.
Of the City of Owosso.
And I will perform the duties.
And I will perform the duties.
Of firefighter.
Of firefighter.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
I will obey.
I will obey.
All rules.
All rules.
Regulations.
Regulations.
Policies.
Policies.
And procedures.
And procedures.
Of the department.
Of the department.
And I will carry out all orders.
I will carry out all orders.
Which may be lawfully given to me.
Which may be lawfully given to me.
By my superior officers.
By my superior officers.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Firefighter. This now brings us to public hearings, which we have two tonight. The first being the CWSRF project plan amendment. Conduct a public hearing to receive citizen comment regarding the proposed amendments to the Clean Water State Revolving Fund CWSRF project plan for the 2026 fiscal year. And I believe we're going to start out with Director Brian Suhanek.
You got it working yet? It started. Go ahead and start that. So we're going to actually have a presentation by Fishbeck. Brian Vanzi, from engineer from Fishbeck, is here. I just want to reiterate a few things prior to it. One, this project plan originally had been presented and approved by City Council a few years back. This is simply a project plan amendment, which we've done in the past. We've done, I think, one in my tenure on the clean water side, and we've done two of them on the drinking water side. As we'll do from time to time, as we go along with projects, as things go, as we get new data, we make modifications and changes along the way, and that's what this is. This is just a modification or a change to the current plan that's been submitted with Eagle. I just want to reinforce that while we're requesting you guys to approve this project plan amendment, you're not actually approving the start of any projects. This is the plan to be submitted to Eagle. The individual projects that are part of said plan will be brought to City Council for actual approvals at later dates and times. This is just the overall plan with a modification and amendment to said plan that was presented to you a few years back. And with that, I'm going to hand it off to Brian Vanzi of Fishbeck to give the actual presentation.
Thanks, Ryan. All right. Thanks, everybody. Sorry about all that. As Ryan explained, this is the project plan for the clean water facility, which is the wastewater facility. There was a project plan submitted for this back in 2022 that had all the projects listed, and the city's worked really hard and gotten through most of them. There is one more on there, and that is currently the EQ basin. But we'd like to do a modification to it, and Eagle requires that an amendment be submitted if any changes are made. The changes that we would like to make is an update to the equalization basin, because it's been many years, so some things have changed. And then also add a wet weather pump station and a force main conveying that to the plant. A summary of some of the needs for the project. Heavy rainfall events have caused flows to exceed the wastewater treatment plant capacity. An existing interceptor has two 24-inch pipes that combine into a short stretch of 27 and then a 30-inch pipe, and that goes along the river. Peak wet weather flows exceed the system's hydraulic capacity, resulting in SSOs, that's overflow of the sewer onto the ground, and then bypass of treatment processes. Eagle issued an administrative consent order in 2005. Frequency and intensity of wet weather events or large storms, it's anticipated that those are going to keep increasing. And then the sanitary collection system is over its capacity in this area, and it will restrict growth down in that area. Some of the existing limitations. Over on the right is a small picture of the area we're talking about. And you can see two black lines listed as 24-inch. And those connect into a 27 for a short period, and then the rest of that interceptor along the river is a 30-inch pipe. Peak flows exceed the plant's capacity during 10-year events. And there's no existing storage in the collection system or at the plant to handle those peak flow events. Like I said, the city has done improvements at the wastewater plant, the headworks, and several other projects, but now there's some limitations in the collection system. Right now we have a current ongoing study. It's not done yet. We're only a few months into it, but we have installed 7 flow monitors in the system along this pipe all the way to the plant to monitor flow events and see what those rain events are and how much flow we're talking about. This data will be collected up until fall, and then it will be evaluated and it'll help us determine the final plan. So. This here is some of the initial data from that study, and I wanted to kind of give a quick presentation of that just to give you a heads up on what we've seen so far. I know it's very small, but that red line in the middle, that shows the capacity of the pipes. So the top one is the 24-inch, and the bottom one is the 27-inch. And then that top line that is kind of more straight, that'll tell you the flow or the amount of volume of liquid that we're talking about that's going through the pipe. So you can see at the very beginning, this was your most recent storm event, right at the beginning of the graph, that was on the 31st, you were at the capacity basically of the sewer. And then when that large storm hit, there was no capacity anywhere in both the 24-inch on the top or the 27-inch, and that's why there's that large spike and when you had those overflows. So some of the alternatives so far that we have looked at is one, doing nothing, but that doesn't help with the SSOs or the ACOs of the system. Optimizing the existing, so basically repairing the pipes, cleaning them out, it will help, but it still will not give you enough capacity in the sewer, and it does not get rid of the ACO. The one we're looking at is alternative 3 right now. That is the equalization basin and a wet weather pump station out in the system to get it to the plant. When we say wet weather, that means your normal day flows of all your sanitary will go through the regular 30-inch pipe. And when a large storm event comes and that pipe backs up, it'll go over into the pump station. That pump station will have a dedicated force main that will pump that excess flow to the plant and bypass the 30-inch. So, and if we did that, that would take care of the SSOs and the ACO. Also wanted to point out that during this plan right now, we did, if you remember, there was a bunch of smoke testing done in the system, and that was to try to find any, we call it illicit connections, or connections of downspouts, footing drains, catch basins, or any streets that are just still, they call it combined, so the storm and the sanitary go together. If we can find any of those, we can remove it, and that will help maybe reduce the size of the basin we need, or the pump station won't need to be so large. So that's the idea of what we've been doing there. So, the selected alternative, like I just went over, was a pump station and an EQ basin. There would be a new pump station for excess flows, and the force main would take it all the way to the plant. Right now, we've been looking at somewhere between a 3 to 5. Budgetary-wise, we've been going with a 5. And this would provide controlled treatment at the wastewater treatment plant, too. So the EQ basin would be, that's kind of the bottom right picture there. There's 3 pink squares. So we've looked at 3 locations at the plant that we could put an EQ basin. So that EQ basin would be out at the plant. Reason for that would be is O&M, if you've got a treatment basin out in the system, now the operators have to go out, maintain that out in the system when it's much easier right on their site. We are talking about sanitary sewer. So if it was in the system, you'd have a big tank with sewage sitting in it. If it doesn't get cleaned out, it's going to stink. So we'd either have to design an expensive flushing system in the tank, or the operators would have to get in there after every event and hose it down, one of the two. And also point out that this plan right now, I mean, this is a work in progress, right? We're still in the middle of a study in the system to try to evaluate things, come up with better solutions if they're out there. So this plan will help us get it on the state's list to let them know that we're working on something, we're going towards something, and the city can start looking for and applying for loans and grants. So total estimated cost of the project is $30 million. The EQ Basin is currently in the CIP for $20 million. So the user rates for that $20 million are already accounted for in the city's CIP and rate structure. The other $10 million is that pump station and the force main, and most of that cost is the force main. And like I said, any of this additional study we can do to help reduce that, maybe we don't have to take it all the way to the plant, maybe we can reduce the size, something like that, and this is worst case cost. So that we can, you know, like I said, try to evaluate, try to do things to limit that and cut it down. So right now, the EQ basin portion of it is on the state site or state schedule for design next year, and construction would start on that in a year and a half. So a couple slides we have to present here. As part of the project, we evaluated effects on the historical, the cultural, the natural, social, economic impacts, and any short-term limits to construction. We didn't find any effects on the historical or social economic impacts. Construction always has impacts, like truck traffic, you know, exhaust, soil erosion, and we do whatever we can during the project to try to limit those effects. And that's that page there. So thank you for having me. And if you got any questions?
Questions for Brian? No. Seeing none, being that this is a public hearing, I would open it up to the public to address the council. You would have up to 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone that would like to address the council on this? Public hearing at this time. Seeing none, I'd bring it back. Believe, would this be something we would be voting on?
Well, can I ask a question?
Oh, you may.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't to you, so that's why I didn't say I had a question. But, in the comments that we received on it from Gary Burke,
yes,
the first one of his bullets says that rerouting sump pump discharge is actually currently not, it's prohibited by our city ordinance. I just want clarification on that. Is that, because I mean, how do we amend something to go against our own ordinances without changing the ordinance first?
Good question.
Well, I didn't think we had anything we needed to change, though. Could you repeat that, please? Your question.
The public comments that we received from Gary Burke, mm-hmm. the first bullet concern that he outlined was that concentrating on rerouting sump pump discharges to an approved stormwater outlet that would entail extensions of the storm sewers, which is, it says, note that such discharges have long been prohibited by city ordinance.
Mm-hmm. I think he means the current discharge, like discharges that are connected to the wastewater treatment.
That's how I took it. So like a footing drain. So we actually have ordinances against footing drains. And so just to kind of give a little background information on those. So back in the day, what they used to do, and they vary a little bit, but generally speaking, you have your footing, and that's wider than your actual foundation, and then your foundation goes on top of it. But beside your footing, they would, in most cases, they'd lay clay tile, and then they wouldn't seal them off. They'd put like pea stone and whatnot over top of them. And the idea was to collect that groundwater into those and channel it into your sewer lateral, which then went straight into the sewer mains, the sanitary sewer mains, not the storm sewer mains, which then directly goes to the plant. Okay. And how I took that comment was that it was that. It was addressing the fact that they go into the sanitary, not the storm.
I see. Okay. So we don't have an issue then with something. Okay, perfect.
Not to my knowledge.
Excellent.
The way I
Thank
understood
you
it.
Much.
I have another question.
Yes.
I don't know if that would have been for, or who should answer this, but with the smoke testing, did we find that there were a lot of incorrectly connected sump pumps or... I guess I should have asked this to you because you look like
right.
what were the results that were yielded from that?
So we're still working through all the data, but the initial review of it, we didn't come up with any like say smoking guns, right? We found some catch basins that were connected. We found maybe like a half a block that was still connected that we can get pull those out, but no like big ticket items that are going to make a big dent. So
thank you.
Yep.
But you did find, correct me if I'm wrong, there was some storms that were directly tied into the sanitaries, correct?
Yeah, that's why I stuck. So like yep. the catch basins are like yep. a half a block. So,
so yep. those would be definitely something that we want to address firsthand. Mm-hmm. So that way that water is then currently routed directly into the sanitary. It needs to be rerouted to an official storm sewer instead of the sanitary sewer, so that way it goes directly out to the river instead of going through the collection system to the plant and then that gets treated.
Yeah.
So we want to eliminate all of that excess that goes in that the smoke testing has found.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I know it's out of order, but this gentleman here has a question I'd like to hear, if you don't mind.
My name is Gary Burke.
Oh.
First of all, we had the chance for comments from the public.
Okay.
And I addressed that, said that you had 3 minutes to address the council, and no one addressed
it. And if his question didn't come up until it's something we asked or something that they said, you're not willing to hear him? I mean.
Well, I'm just saying that he had his opportunity to go over his... He had 3 minutes to go over what he's had submitted. Okay. The way I look at it, I wouldn't be in favor of opening it up, but if you want to do a vote on it.
Yeah, I'd be in support of hearing the question.
Okay. You would want to do a vote on it, I'd be
fine with it. I'd make a motion to allow
Mr.
audience
Burke.
Member Gary Burke to comment since he's been...
Support. But it would be no more than 3 minutes.
That's
correct.
Fine.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion and a support. I'd like to have a roll call vote on that, Madam Clerk.
Pro Tem Haber.
Yes.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Osborne?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
No. It's been approved. Mr. Burke, you have 3 minutes to address the council.
I was going to let my written comments, you know, suffice. I understand this is fairly preliminary, but questions did come up. I'd like to point out a couple things. Smoke testing does not address sump pump discharges. They're hard piped, you know, typically in the basement, and the smoke is just going through and up the vent stacks. You know, like, so they will not address sump pump discharges. Gravity footing drain connections, the ground has to be, can't be saturated, you know, like if it's going to smoke up around somebody's house. Generally, you aren't going to find those with smoke testing. And we have a lot of them in the system, and they really add up a lot of flow. Long term, it's best to, you know, like eliminate those as you can, because not only during wet weather conditions or like a month of April, they're contributing a lot of flow through the wastewater system that ups the city's share of that treatment capacity. So long term, you know, like if they're not addressed, they're going to continue to be a problem. The other thing I would say is with smoke testing, one of the things that I used to work for the city, so I was involved in some of this before. A lot of what we found was that there's some potential interconnections between catch basin leads that wrap around some of the sanitary manholes. If they've got an open joint and can discharge down into the ground by the sanitary manhole and come in at the sewer level, you know, like that, they can still be a problem even though the catch basin is routed to a storm sewer. But if it leaks by a sanitary manhole, there can be an interconnection. And I think we found some of those with the smoke testing. And that might take redoing some catch basin leads. Any other questions?
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Any questions?
Okay. Nope.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'd be probably looking good. Yes, Brian.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Just going up and cleaning things up there. Okay. I'd be looking for a motion.
I make a motion to approve the CWSRF project plan amendment.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The CWSRF project plan amendment is approved. This takes us to the second public hearing tonight, public hearing CDBG housing grant. And are we going to start off with Tanya Buckaloo, director?
Good evening. I'm back again. Yeah, I got another grant. So this is for CDBG round four for $1,475,000 that will renovate at least 32 homes, and I expect this to take place in 2029. Just to give you a quick update where I stand right now, I'm currently working on round one that was scheduled to do 20 homes. Some of the prices for the projects have come in lower, so we're at 26 homes for this year. Round two will start late this fall and go into next year, and that's for 10 homes. Round three, going through some minor application modifications this week with the state. That is for the homeowner rehab for 19 homes that I expect to start that one in late 27 going through 28. And then if you remember when I was back here in February, this also covers the citizens loft for the downtown building, the Fifth Third Bank building as we all know it to be. So yeah, we're just going through some minor modifications on the application process to be able to proceed forward there. And I did evidently omit one sentence in my public hearing document back in February, and I was told that if I just simply state it tonight and it's in the minutes that I'm covered. So the developer for the Citizens Loft project will provide at least 10% in leveraged funds. So there, I have met my requirement. So yeah, that's where we stand right now in housing grants.
Questions? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
With that, this is a public hearing. I'll take it to the public at this point in time. You may address the council for 3 minutes if you would like. Anybody like to address the council at this time on this subject? Seeing none, I'll bring it back for further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't have a question. I do have a comment. I was in a SUDP meeting today, and Brian Boggs, administrator of Shiawassee County, spoke up. He gave us a summary of what the county has been up to as far as their state land bank blight elimination grants, as well as grants like these, so rental rehabs, home repair. The county is very successful with this as well. I think they're totaling $4.1 million as of today and counting. With this grant, I think we will be up in over close to $5.5 million. So a lot of...
$4.8 million.
So a lot of attention is being paid to not only the city of Owosso with improvements and additions to housing, but countywide. And we're happy that the county is able to take advantage of SEDP's grant writer, but we're not going to be benching time anytime soon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the update on that. So, I'd be looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Bolson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Tice.
Yes, the CDBG housing grant is approved. Thank you once again. This brings us to our first citizen comments, in which each person wishing to address the city council shall be afforded one opportunity up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes during the last occasion. When recognized, please come up to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. Anyone at this time would like to address the council? Seeing none, I will take us to the council comments. Are there any council comments at this time?
No penny prep, no essay for me tonight, but I do have a question. Twice in the last week, I've had two different residents stop by my house because I'm out in the yard, and ask me to explain to them more about the ordinance regarding how many pets people can own in their home and the limitation of it being three. And I don't have a good answer for them on how we arrived at that. Do we not do permitting, make people pay to license their animal in the city? I know we don't have animal services. I figured somebody on here maybe has greater understanding. Three pets seems to be limiting for some households. So can you explain, maybe give me some background or Zoom background? Because I think people might be watching.
We can research that and get back to council on that.
That would be great. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Further questions or comments?
Yes.
So I just wanted to highlight the tree giveaway that Amy Fuller put together it's for Earth Day, so on Wednesday, April 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m. at the DPW garage, and then Friday, April 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Bentley Park. And trees are also going to be planted at Bentley Park, correct?
Oh, sure. That is correct.
Yeah, okay. And so I just wanted to remind everyone that this is happening. It's a great opportunity to get some trees for your own yard and also celebrate Earth Day here in Owasso. And then the other comment was that I went to see a jukebox for the Algonquin at the Lebowski this weekend, and it was phenomenal. And so I just wanted to put that out there that they're having their second showing this weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you could go and see this wonderful performance. You could laugh, cry, all of the above.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Further comments or questions? Seeing none, that would take us to the consent agenda. I'd be looking for a motion.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Support.
Motion support. This be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Luddington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business. First being, I'll be looking for a motion to abstain Councilman Luddington from the item of business regarding contract approvals.
So moved.
Support.
I have most of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. To abstain Councilman Luddington is approved. This brings us to item number one, contract approvals, Luddington Electric, Inc.
Motion to approve.
Support.
I have motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, contract approvals, Luddington Electric, Inc. is approved. Please, yes. He knows the routine.
In the other.
Don't even have to ask him to come back in. You weren't listening, were you?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get paid. Spoiler alert.
Beautiful. Why my wife is here tonight.
Shake that money tree.
Thank you.
Items of business number two, consumers easement, 1000 Bradley Street, and I'll start it off with the city manager. City manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council is asked to approve a permanent 12-foot easement on city-owned property at 1000 Bradley Street. Excuse me. This would grant Consumers Energy the right to construct, operate, and maintain electric facilities on the property. What we're looking at is a larger transformer and a larger utility pole. So there's already poles there. They just want to upgrade their system. I believe this is, I had a chance to talk with Raphael Turner today, our community representative for consumers, and they presented at the NCDP meeting, and they're going through a lot of grid reliability upgrades right now. This is part of the recent increase in rates that the Michigan Public Service Commission approved. So this is just one small portion of it. We have no issue. There's no conflict with existing city utilities or any future plans on that property. They're actually going to need a transformer and improve grid infrastructure there anyway.
Thank you, City Manager. Comments from the council?
Support.
A motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The consumer easement for 1000 Bradley Street is approved. This brings us to items of business number three, funds advance, splash pad. And again, we'll start off as city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This would be, staff is asking council for permission to do an intra-fund loan from the general fund to the Parks Millage Fund in the amount of $160,000 to make sure that there is a commitment there to build out the splash pad, which is $160,000. Now, I can say currently the Millage Fund has $163,000 in it, but there are other projects like scoreboard work and some park signage, and Parks wants to make sure that that's not drawn down to zero so that they still have the discretion between now and when their interfund loan can be paid off in next fiscal year. But I think they're just trying to plan ahead, and they realize that the community and council fully supports the rebuilding of that splash pad. So they just wanted to make sure there's no financial issues. So staff has no issue with granting this temporary 0% interest interfund loan, and it's just to make sure that Parks can continue the good work they've been doing.
Thank you, City Manager.
And we'll get paid back for it.
Yep. Questions?
I make a motion to approve.
Support. I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Owens.
Yes.
Ludington.
Yes.
Fear.
Yes.
Osmer.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber.
Yes.
Mayor Teich.
Yes, the fund's advanced splash pad is approved. This brings us to items of business number 4, grant agreement. AMI 250 grant agreements. And again, we'll start out with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We are asking this evening to approve two agreements. One is the grant agreement between America MI 250 and the city of Owosso. The other is a sub-grant agreement between the Lebowski Center for Performing Arts and the city of Owosso. The Lebowski Center is not eligible to apply for AMI 250 grants directly. They need a municipality for that. We did meet with we did meet with Kathy, their director, a few times, and the city is happy to do this. Lebowski Center is a cornerstone of the community for our entertainment and cultural arts, so we want to be able to show them the support and help them administer this grant and apply on their behalf. So we didn't get awarded, but we would like a sub-grant agreement approved because the city has really no say in what goes on in the property. We want to make sure Lebowski has understands that they have obligations, the same obligations the city would have to the Department of Natural Resources for these grant funds. So this just formalizes our partnership for however long it takes to get the project done. I think they've extended the deadline to April of 2027, which Kathy says shouldn't be an issue. And we need to get these, at least the AMI grant agreement from the state back to the state by May 15th.
Thank you, City Manager. Questions?
And make a motion to approve.
Support.
Motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Ludington.
Yes.
Osmer.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Fear.
Yes.
Owens.
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber.
Yes.
Mayor Teich.
Yes, the grant agreement, AMI 250 grant agreement, is approved. This brings us to our fifth item of business, close. I'd be looking for a motion for a closed session.
Make a motion.
Support. I have a motion and a support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Fear.
Yes.
Osmer.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Owens.
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber.
Yes.
Councilmember Ludington.
Yes.
Mayor Teich.
Yes, the closed session is approved. This brings us to our second citizen comments, in which the public will be allowed up to 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone at this point in time that would like to address the council?
I can't believe that he's here and has nothing to say.
Seeing none. You almost worked it.
Almost.
This brings us back to council, our final council comments.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I I realized I didn't say what the grant was for, so thank you for approving it.
We read our packet.
We read our packet.
I just think it should be said that Lebowski, we all know about the fire they suffered some time ago, and just talking with Kathy, the stage was something that they really didn't have the resources to tackle with the rebuild funds, and now is an opportunity to do it. And what better opportunity than the 250th birthday of America?
Absolutely.
So we're going to be putting some attention into that old stage to make sure that not only are the historic properties of it preserved, but that it can be improved to better their shows and their stage performances.
Fantastic. Do we want to take another vote on that, or are we good? Are we good? Okay.
We did it.
All right. Okay.
I just had a comment about the goal-setting meeting that we did and the results. Thank you very much for compiling it in this way. It was really easy to kind of check through. Mm-hmm. Seeing, obviously, like how many times beautification, downtown, improving what we've already got is showing up here. I'm really excited to hear from staff ideas or generating concepts that are brought to council, ways that we can unlock some of those goals. I don't know. I'm sure you guys are already working the wheels on the background, trying to figure out how to bring those goals forward. And I'm just really excited to see what we can accomplish. I know one concern that I think I've discussed it with other council members, is our aim for murals and things like that running into conflict with the Historical Society or the Downtown Historical Commission and their rules regarding what can be put on the old buildings and changing the facades and things like that. So I don't know. I'm curious to see how we can make both the goal of adding public art and murals and also have that not run into conflict with one of our obviously boards or committees. So
I can say that they have considered at least one mural project. I can't remember when, but it was not too long ago. They were unanimously in support of it. They liked the idea of public art. They just want to make sure the architectural features on facades are controlled per the rules. They know that they don't have any say over what color a facade is. So they had a long discussion. Well, it wasn't really long. They agreed almost immediately that, hey, this is basically trying to dictate color of a facade or the side of a building. They said, we have nothing to do with that. We support public art. That was their reaction the first time.
That's amazing.
I'll be sure to share this with the remainder comments.
Yeah, I've been collecting a list of business owners that have all given green lights to wanting their building to be considered for having a public mural put on them. So I'm doing my part to gather up strong arm people. Be like, give me your bricks. So hopefully I can pass those names along to whoever it makes sense to pass the name along to for the business owners or building owners that are interested.
I believe it's still working its way. The conversation is still working its way through the design committee with the DDA.
Yeah.
Lizzie and I have talked about it, and it's just figuring out the money situation.
Yeah.
For them, that's always difficult. But since this is a goal of council, this would be something that might be appropriate for the upcoming budget.
Excellent. That's exciting.
For the comments. Seeing none, that would bring us to the closed session. So the public can all be excused at this point in time.
Oh. So we're back open?
We are back open. First of all, I believe I need a motion to approve the
minutes.
Minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from the last closed session.
Support.
I have a motion support.
You're in the tree.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes are approved. Now we're open up for any.
I would make a motion to get more information from the HR director. HR director? Regarding salary and benefits for the city manager that are in alignment with current economic practices for the next meeting.
Support.
I have a motion support. I believe this would be a roll call vote.
Yep, I'm still typing the note. Okay. Sorry, I went on there a little bit.
Using those big words.
Oh.
I didn't even get a chance to vote. Now I'm concussed. Now his vote is invalidated.
How's the liability insurance here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was clearly the...
Oh, yeah.
This is my senior
maybe,
year.
Maybe you'd like to meet the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Exactly. Scott, you were a witness. The table...
Okay.
Problem. I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. Councilmember Ludington.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Beer.
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber.
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer.
Yes.
Owens.
Yes.
Mayor Teich.
Yes. I won't say it, but it is approved.
Oh, you won't repeat my motion?
I can't remember the whole thing.
Okay, so now are we make a motion to adjourn?
Yes, please. Support. I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. We adjourn.
Yay!